Hastings College Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day with a Pepsi pregame show, a pregame chat with Hastings head coach Jim Bovee. Brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHS. Mount Marty, the Lancers out of Yankton, South Dakota, in town to take on Hastings in 2 7-inning ball games this afternoon. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jim Bovee, and coach, coming off of a pretty successful weekend, won 3 out of 4 last weekend, losing to York during the week, but played pretty well.
Well, yeah, we had a good weekend last week, especially when you consider we dropped the first one and didn't play very well at all, and then we kind of put it together for 3 games, so we're hoping we can sustain that. And, of course, you have a week off in between. And we played York, like you said, we played pretty well against them, got beaten 10 innings. But then, you know, you're stuck back inside for a few days. So it's sometimes hard to maintain momentum for that length of time and with those practice conditions. But, you know, we're getting down to the time where, you know, you just got to go out and play and hope you play well enough to get something going.
2 games here today against Mount Marty, and then 2 games tomorrow against Dakota Wesleyan. A couple of teams that are ahead of us in the standings, so a chance to maybe make some noise this weekend.
Yeah, and you know, I haven't looked at the standings a whole lot. I just know that you know, we're right there at the brink of getting in or not getting in. And so a bad weekend here with only another weekend left could really put us in a tough spot. On the other hand, if we can get 3 or 4, that doesn't guarantee we're going to get into that conference tournament, but it sure would go a long ways towards helping it. And of course, that's the end goal, being we're going to host that thing in 2 weeks.
You guys are coming off of last weekend. It seems like you maybe turned the corner a little bit in some aspects of the games.
Well, you hope. You know, our bullpen threw pretty well last week, even though our starting pitching wasn't as good as maybe we thought it was going to be. Outside of the first game, we played a little better defensively. We got some more timely hits. I don't know that we still got a lot of hits, but we got more timely hits, and our bunting game was good. So we did some things that maybe we hadn't been doing. You know, so we hope we can sustain that, but every weekend's a different challenge, and you just don't know how you're going to come out and play. And we've got some guys injured that are kind of on the brink of coming back. So, you know, on the one hand, you've won a few games, and now you're wondering, you know, do you go back to some of these guys? Do you stay with the guys who are part of those 3 games? So it's there's always some mystery involved each weekend.
Grant Hermanson named the player of the week in the GPAC last week. Had a great outing.
Yeah, you know, and he's been kind of our big threat at the plate. You know, if he cut down his strikeouts even a little bit more, you know, he'd put up even better numbers. But, you know, if you look at our stat sheet of the guys who have played almost full-time, he obviously has by far the best numbers, and he's kind of moved up in the batting order each week, and so we're hitting him 3-hole now, you know, hoping we can get some guys on base for him, and maybe he can get some big hits for us. Today's going to be a tough day for extra base hits just because, you know, of course, we're playing at Duncan and the wind's blowing in, so it could come down to singles and bunting and hitting running type game.
You talked about the week. Again, you had the battle of weather again. Did not get a lot of practice time outdoors. That just kind of continues to hamper this baseball team, doesn't it?
Well, I think it does. I mean, the only good thing is the rest of the teams in the league are pretty much in the same boat. You know, they're not getting outside either. But it really limits what you can work on. You know, you're pretty much stuck to hitting in the cage, and your pitchers throw their bullpens, and you're not really taking any ground balls, and you're not taking any fly balls or working on your relays or anything like that. So you hope that you've done enough of that up to this point in the season that that's not necessary. But I think all coaches would all feel a little better if you could kind of refresh yourself and go over some of those things, which we just haven't had the chance. I mean, basically this week was like last week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday were just indoor days.
Talk about the starting pitching from last weekend. Like I said, it was not really up to snuff last week.
No, you know, Jeremy threw a pretty good game, even though our defense let him down behind him, and we're going to go with him the first game again this week. We're going to juggle a little bit. A.J. Fruchtel is going to throw the second game today rather than the first game tomorrow. One is we want to kind of get him off that same spot just to maybe give him a little change of pace. The other is with Thursday, Saturday next week, you know, A.J., if I throw him tomorrow, he's locked in probably to Saturday next week. If we throw him today, I got the option to throw him either Thursday or Saturday next week. And, you know, then we'll throw LeMaster one of the games tomorrow. I mean, you know, those 3 guys are still capable. If they put it together, they're still our most capable starters. And then the fourth spot, which we've kind of been toying around with, we'll see what happens there. So, really, I guess that game one tomorrow is kind of the one that's a mystery yet for us.
What about the number 4 spot? What's we got some guys there really challenging for this.
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody's really gone 4, 5, 6 innings deep. If somebody would come out and go 5, 6 innings, I think we'd probably tell them it's yours. And you know, Christian Schneider threw okay over at York. He's an option. Williamson is throwing some. But, you know, last week he really was good for us coming out of the bullpen. Bennett threw a little bit last week. You know, I'm not opposed to maybe using Nate Story in that role. So it might depend on how many guys and who we have to use tonight, today, before we decide what we're going to do tomorrow.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about the Lancers as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Here today at Hastings College and Mount Marty at Duncan Field. Lancers come in very similar, Coach, 14-20 on the season. They're 6-6 in the conference, but again, a team that can cause us some problems.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty hard-nosed. They're pretty confident from last year. They ended up the season really well last year. So, you know, they're capable of playing good baseball. I think they've played some different teams maybe than what we have so far this season. So it's tough to compare. But we're on the front end of their rotation also today. And so we're probably going to get their best shot. And you know, neither one of us steals a lot of bases. I think we're both realized it's not going to be a home run extra base hit fest today. So it could be a matter of which pitchers can throw the most strikes and get the leadoff guys out each inning.
Obviously, the defense is going to be a key role today with the wind blowing in. We're going to have to play some defense today.
We're going to have to play defense, and the problem for us has been when we've had some defensive lapses, we get multiple ones. You know, we don't have very many games, it doesn't seem like, where we have one error, or, you know, we have three or four or five, it seems like. And you just can't – with our pitching staff, we don't have a lot of strikeout pitchers. That's going to be tough for us if we make multiple errors. So if we can pick the ball up behind our pitchers, I think they can keep us in the game, and then it's a matter of we can get some timely hits.
And Jeremy Williams will get the start for Hastings in game number one today. And, again, he's been our most consistent guy out there.
Yep, you know, we like to use those lefties, and we got two of them going today. We had been splitting them up to this point, but we decided we're just going to go with those two guys today and hope they can get our weekend off to a good start. And you know, the negative is you go in tomorrow, you've used both those guys, and if you're 0-2 going in tomorrow, that's a tough situation because Dakota Wesleyan's a pretty talented team. But you know, based on where Mount Marty is in the standings, I thought this was the way to go, and we'll see if it turns out.
Hey, good.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's Hastings and Mount Marty today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show with Hastings College head coach Jim Bovee, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radio tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Hey, And good afternoon. Welcome to Duncan Field this afternoon. Hastings College Baseball and 1230 KHAS. Mount Marty, the Lancers out of Yankton, South Dakota, in town to take on Hastings in a doubleheader here this afternoon. Mount Marty coming in, a record of 14 wins and 20 losses on the season. They are 6-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're on a three-game winning streak right now. They're coming off of a doubleheader sweep over Dort, 5-4 and 5-3. Then they won the second game of two against Concordia by the score of 10-9. They lost the other game by the score of 7-6. So Mount Marty coming in ahead of us in the standings in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 6-6. Hastings College, they are coming in with a mark of 9 wins and 22 losses on the season. The Broncos are sitting at 5-7 in the conference here with a week or so to go in the conference season. Hastings is coming off of a 4-3, 10-inning loss to York during the week. But Hastings last weekend winning 3 out of 4 games here at Duncan. They swept Briarcliff, scores of 7-6 and 5-2. Also beat Morningside by a score of 5-4 last Saturday, losing the opening ball game last Saturday by the score of 6-0. So a big weekend for Hastings College here as they continue to scrape their way into the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament, which Hastings will be hosting in a couple of weeks here at Duncan. But only the top 8 teams out of the regular season standings will qualify for that GPAC tournament. And as the action gets underway today in the conference, Hastings is in a 3-way tie for 7th place in the conference. Northwestern is out on top. They have a 3-game lead over Doan. Northwestern is sitting at 11-1 in the conference so far. They're 21-14 overall. Doan, the team that was picked by the coaches at the beginning of the season to win the crown this year, sitting in second place. They're at 8-4. They're at 23-15 overall. Then you've got a log jam from there on out. Nebraska Wesleyan right now in third place at 7-5 in the conference. They're at 12-13 overall. You've got two teams in there, actually three teams in there at 6-6. That's Dakota Wesleyan, Morningside, and Mount Marty. Then you've got three teams in there at 5-7, Midland, Concordia, and Hastings. Briarcliff trailing the pack. They're at 4-8, and Dort is sitting at 3-9 on the season. The games today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference has Nebraska Wesleyan playing at Morningside. Dakota Wesleyan is at Doan. Northwestern is at Concordia. Dort at Midland. Dakota State is playing a non-conference game at Briarcliff, and Mount Marty here against Hastings College. Temperature-wise, we're going to be at 46 degrees at game time here today. Winds will be out of the southeast at about 21 miles per hour, blowing in on the hitters at Duncan Field. And it's going to be a cloudy and windy and chilly day today as Hastings College plays two games against the Lancers of Mount Marty. And we'll come back and check the starting lineups right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Spring is right around the corner at Bob Sass Flowers. The beautiful new merchandise from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They want to help you make the transition from winter to spring. So they're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous new spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Your starting lineups today brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it at CPI Mr. Tire of Central Nebraska. Hastings College will go to the starting lineup. It looks like this today. Gabe Salas will lead off. He'll be at shortstop. Gabe now with a batting average of .214 in the season. Tyler Delafonte will be your right fielder. He will bat second. Tyler's average is sitting at .326. Brent Hermanison, the player of the week this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hermanison, the designated hitter. His batting average is sitting at .347. Then we'll see Adam Brown, the third baseman. He'll bat in the cleanup role today for Hastings. His batting average is sitting at .346. Trenton Neal is your left fielder. He'll bat fifth with a batting average of .247. John LeMaster will be at first base here in this first ball game. He'll bat sixth with a batting average of .169. Austin Ashero will be your catcher. He'll bat at the number 7 hole today with a batting average of .237. Ryan Anderson will be your center fielder. He'll batter the number 8 position. His average is at 154. Ben Reimer will get the start at second base today for Hastings. Reimer batting 105. And then we'll see Jeremy Williams on the mound for the Broncos in game number 1 today. Williams has a record of 2 wins and 4 losses. His ERA is sitting at 2.98. So Hastings to go with Salas, Delafonte, and Hermanison, Brown, Neal, and LeMaster, Ashiro, Anderson, and Reimer, with Jeremy Williams on the mound today for Hastings. Again, the Broncos sitting at 9-22 on the season, but they're 5-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. For the Lancers of Mount Marty, they will go like this. Zach Hollenbeck will be your shortstop. He'll bat first, his batting average at .347 in the season. Matthias Gotzel will be your right fielder. He'll bat second with a batting average of .274. Then we'll see Brighton Carlson, the designated hitter. His average is .292 for the Lancers. Jared Miller will be at first base. He'll bat in the cleanup role today. His batting average is at .385 in the season. Then we'll see Nick Davis, the left fielder. He will bat fifth. His batting average is at .281. Tyler Endler will be your center fielder. He'll bat sixth. His average is at .260. Michael O'Connell will be your third baseman. He'll bat in the number 7 position. His average at .282. Caleb Pekarik will be your catcher. He'll bat 8th. His batting average at .209 in the season. Then we'll see Sam Sparin, your second baseman. He'll bat the number 9 position. His average at .275. Dominique Wiesler will be on the mound today for Mount Marty. His overall record is sitting at 1 win and 3 losses on the season. His ERA is at 3.15. So Mount Marty goes with Hollenbeck, Gonsol and Carlson, Miller, Davis, and Endler. Also O'Connell, Pekarik, and Sparin, with Wiesler on the mound this afternoon for Mount Marty. Again, the Lancers coming in a mark of 14 wins, 20 losses on the season. They are 6-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Starting lineups today brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. That's CPI Mr. Tire of South Central Nebraska. We got the first pitch straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Transform your kitchen into a work of art with the elevated design of Whirlpool brand White Ice or Black Ice appliances from Rogers Incorporated. And for a limited time, receive up to a $400 prepaid card by mail when you purchase these stunning kitchen appliances during the Sleek Style Beautiful Savings event. Visit Rogers Incorporated today and save on the White Ice and Black Ice appliances from Whirlpool. Offer valid through April 30th. See store for full details and qualified models. Rogers Incorporated, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field today, Bronco Baseball and 1230 KHAS. Jeremy Williams climbs on top of the hill as we get set to go here in the top half of the first inning. Jeremy Williams pitching the first game of our weekend once again. Last weekend, he started things off for us on Saturday against the Morningside. He suffered the 6-0 loss to the Mustangs last week, but it wasn't Williams' problem. The Hastings defense really let him down. He had 6 errors behind him on defense last Saturday. Williams went 5 2/3 innings in that ball game against Morningside last week. Gave up 5 hits, 1 earned run, 3 base on balls, and 3 strikeouts. But again, the Bronco defense absolutely fell apart. 6 errors in the contest, and they suffered that 6-0 loss to Morningside. Then played up pretty well the rest of the weekend. Won the second half of that doubleheader against Morningside. Then he took 2 against Briarcliff on last Sunday. So he seems on a little run here during the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Jeremy Williams will get the start today. His overall record, 2 wins and 4 losses on the season. He's been the workhorse for Hastings. He's thrown more innings than anybody else on the pitching staff. 42 2/3 innings so far for Williams. He has given up 41 hits and 30 runs. 14 of those have been earned. 14 base on balls, 22 strikeouts. ERA is at 2.98, and teams are batting just .246 against him. The team ERA for the Broncos is currently at 5.80, and the team batting average is sitting at .226. Meanwhile, Mount Marty comes in. They have a staff ERA of 5.05, and their team batting average is much higher than Hastings. They're at 289. So find out what happens. Again, the wind is going to be blowing in on the hitters here this afternoon at Duncan Field. So the pitchers are going to have to locate and throw some strikes in the ball game here today. There's a tapper back out. Williams grabs the ball on the mound for Hastings to throw to first base. That's in time. Zach Hollenbeck goes down there as he taps the second pitch out to Jeremy Williams, who goes to first baseman John LeMaster to record the out here for Hastings. Here's a Matthias Gonsol coming up there next. He's the right fielder. So Hastings on defense today. We'll have Jeremy Williams on the mound with Austin Oshiro behind the plate here in game number one. John LeMaster is over there at first base. Ben Reimer is on at second. Gabe Salas is at shortstop. Adam Brown is on at third base today. Trenton Neal is out in left field. Ryan Anderson is out in center. And Tyler Delafonte is out there in right field as Williams goes to work here. And the first pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Actually, the second pitch down low for a ball. One ball and one strike here to Matthias Gonsol. He is the right fielder for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Hastings dressed in their homestanding white uniforms again today, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. The Lancers of Mount Marty are going to be in their gray bottoms and their gray tops with a blue trim here today. So Hastings and Mount Marty in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Top half of the first inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. The master across the foul line, and he's going to grab the ball over there as Matthias Gonsol will foul out to John LeMaster over at first base to record the second out. Brighton Carlson comes up there next. He is the designated hitter for Mount Marty. Carlson has a batting average of 292 on the season. He's got 14 base hits and 48 trips to the plate. He's got a couple of doubles to his credit for his extra base hits this year. He has walked five times and has struck out nine times as he comes to the plate in the right-hand batter's box. And the pitch from Jeremy Williams is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Brighton Carlson for Mount Marty. The third batter up there here in this top half of the first inning. Williams' next pitch is going to be in there for a called strike. One ball and one strike now to Carlson. Okay, Mount Marty with a team batting average up around 289. Which is about 60 points higher than Hastings College. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and the count is at two balls and one strike. Two men out here for the Lancers in the top half of the first inning. Jeremy Williams wished quickly. The right-hander throws one, the left-hander throws one into the plate. It's going to be in there for another strike, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes here to Brighton Carlson. Where's number 10 in that uniform? Carlson out of St. Michael, Minnesota. Here's the next pitch. It's a breaking pitch that stays out wide for a ball. It's now three balls and two strikes. Carlson, 6'1", 205-pound sophomore from St. Michael, Minnesota, playing for the Lancers there in Yankton. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So base on balls, and the Lancers will have a base runner here in the first inning of play, but there's two men out. Here comes Jared Miller to the plate next. Miller is the first baseman. He'll be a lefty up there. That's in the cleanup role here for the Lancers. His batting average is sitting at 385 on the season. So Miller to the plate now. He's got the second highest batting average on the team here for Mount Marty at 385. Leads the team in base hits, in doubles, also in home runs and RBIs and total bases. He's done it all. Four home runs and 32 RBIs for this guy. And the first pitch to him is going to be outside, and there's a hit and run to the right side. It's executed beautifully. It's picked up there in right field by Delafonte. Around the back at second on his way to third base is going to be Carlson. And a hit and run there as Jared Miller sends one out to right field for a base hit. Carlson, obviously, with a big jump there at first base. He makes it all the way around to third. And now with two men out here in the first inning of play, the Lancers have runners on at first and third base. And Nick Davis comes to the plate next. So after getting Hollenbeck to ground out and Gonsol to foul out, Carlson gets a baseline balls. The hit and run beautifully executed there by the Lancers. And now Mount Marty's got runners on at first and third base here in the first inning of play. As Davis comes to the plate next, he's got a batting average of 281 in the season. He is a left fielder. Williams throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Nick Davis. Davis, 6'1", 190-pound sophomore out of Yankton, South Dakota. As he bats here from the right-hand side, Williams will work from the stretch with runners on at first and third base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Nice stop there from behind the plate by Austin Oshiro, the catcher for Hastings. And the count now is at one ball and one strike. One and one the count here to Nick Davis. He's the number five hitter in the batting order for the Lancers of Mount Marty. He's got 25 base hits and 89 trips to the plate so far this year. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be tapped towards second base. Reimer goes over, flips it over to second, get the force out there on Jared Miller, and the inning is over. So Mount Marty threatens here in the top half of the first inning, but they come up empty. Mount Marty scores no runs on one base hit, no errors on Hastings, two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Mount Marty nothing, Hastings coming to bat.
Ah, would you listen to that? The steady whir of a bustling household.
I didn't do that.
Maybe right now would be a good time for... That's right, a Pepsi. Knock, knock. Who's home? Refreshment.
Coming.
Sorry, can't talk. My mouth's filled with... Ah. Maybe we should put the blinds down and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe definitely. Like throwing a house party, but only inviting Pepsi and yourself. The Joneses have never had a taste like this.
Your dad's home.
Ooh, it's game night.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Bronco Baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Mount Marty and Hastings College, 2 7-inning ball games on tap for you today on a cold, cloudy, windy day at Duncan Field. Dominique Wiesler is going to be on the mound for Mount Marty here in game number one. His record is sitting at 1 win and 3 losses on the season. He's got an ERA of 3.15. He has thrown 40 innings so far this year for the Lancers. In those 40 innings, he has given up 41 base hits and 29 runs. 14 of those have been earned. He has walked 11 guys. He has struck out 41 guys. Team's batting just .248 against him. So Dominique Wiesler on the mound for Mount Marty to face Hastings College, a team that at times has really struggled offensively this season. Again, their team batting average is sitting at only .226 on the season. So the Broncos with their first hope here in the bottom half of the first inning. Wiesler's first pitch is going to be in there for a strike. The right-hander now throws some off-speed stuff there to the plate that stays up high for a ball. It's 1-1 to Gabe Salas. Gabe Salas and Tyler Delafonte and Brent Hermanison here in the bottom half of the first inning. If any one of those guys get aboard, we'll see Adam Brown come to the plate here for Hastings College. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 2-1 to Gabe Salas for Hastings College. Salas, the senior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here comes the next one from Wiesler. It's on the way. The ball is going to be lifted to the outfield. Coming over and making the catch is going to be the right fielder, Matthias Gonsel. So on the third pitch of the ball game, Gabe Salas sends it out to right field, which is caught there by Gonsel. There's one man out. That's going to bring up Tyler Delafonte next. Delafonte out in right field for Hastings College here in this ball game today. Delafonte has got 14 base hits in 43 trips to the plate. His batting average at .326 in the season. He'll bat from the left-hand side. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Some off-speed stuff to Tyler Delafonte. And he falls behind in the count. No balls and one strike. Again, Wiesler wicking quickly. There's a ball swung on and fouled on the first base side. It's nothing and two now to Tyler Delafonte. He's got one triple to his credit so far this year. No home runs. And he has driven home 6 runs. Delafonte waiting here in the left-hand batter's box as Dominique Wiesler is in his full windup. Next pitch is a fastball that stays outside for a ball. 3 strikeouts so far this year for Delafonte. He has walked a total of 10 times. Looking to get a board for Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning. There's a ball that's tapped towards second. It's picked up there, and they go to first base. That's going to be in time. So Sam Sparn goes over to Jared Miller to record the out, and Tyler Delafonte, 4-3 officially in the book. And that's going to bring up the GPAC Player of the Week. That's a Brent Hermanison. He had a sensational couple of ball games last week. Went 5-for-8 from the plate. Had a couple of doubles. Walked 4 times in that series against Morningside and Briarcliff last weekend. Up there for the first time here today with nobody on in the bottom half of the first inning. And the first pitch to him is going to be down low and outside. 1-0 to Brent Hermanison. Has now raised his batting average to a .347 clip. Here comes the next one from Wiesler. That's a fastball down around the knees, but misses. And the count goes to 2-0. Hermanison has got a team-high 25 base hits so far this year in his 72 trips to the plate. 8 doubles And he tripled for his extra base hits as the ball tapped to the right side. Sparn, the second baseman, picks it up. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. And it's three up, three down here for Hastings in the bottom half of the first inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played one. The score, Hastings nothing and Mount Marty nothing.
Looking for free outdoor family fun? Find it at Prairie Loft Spring Fest on Sunday, April 21st from 1 to 6 p.m. We'll have agriculture and nature activities for all ages in and around our beautiful historic barns. There will be farm animals, food and art vendors, and much more. Admission is free. Prairie Loft is located just west of Hastings on DLD Road. Get event details and directions at prairieloft.org. See you at Prairie Loft Spring Fest on Sunday, April 21st.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Rivals Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings nothing and Mount Marty nothing. College baseball action for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College softball team, they're on top of the conference. They're still undefeated. They're at 8-0. The Broncos playing today at Northwestern. Actually, a couple of games move from Northwestern down to Sioux City, but Hastings will be playing later on today at 4:30 and 6:30 at some fields in Sioux City because the fields up in Orange City were not ready for play today. Broncos are supposed to play a Morningside tomorrow. Those ball games have been postponed softball-wise. They'll play those games later on this month. They're going to play those on April the 29th. So Mount Marty now up to the plate here in the top half of the second inning. This is Tyler Edler to the plate right now. He's the number six hitter in the batting order. There's the ball hit over the head of the second baseman, Reimer, in the right center field. Picked up there by Tyler Delafonte. So the second base hit there for the Lancers as Edler gets a single over the head of the second baseman, Ben Reimer. And that's going to bring up Michael O'Connell next. Michael McConnell is the third baseman here for the Lancers. He'll be followed up by Kyler Pekarik, the catcher, and then we'll see Sam Sparin, the second baseman, as they face Jeremy Williams here in inning number two. Mount Marty had runners at the corners at first and third base in the first inning of play with a couple of men out and could not do anything with it. There's an attempted bunt that's going to be fouled here, picked up by Austin Oshiro, but in foul territory, and it's nothing and one to Michael O'Connell. Edler will go back to the bag at first base. You know, one of these two teams swipe a lot of bases. Mount Marty just 32 out of 37 in stealing bases this year. Hastings just 10 out of 17. Williams working for the stretch with a runner on at first base. He stays put. They square around the bunt, leaves it out in front of the plate. It's fielded there by Williams. His throw is to first base, and it's going to be in time. And the sacrifice works. That's the way we're going to have to play it, I think, here today with the wind blowing in on the hitters. Have to play small ball here today. Not a lot of extra base hits anticipated. Edler runs down to second base on the play on the sacrifice as O'Connell is thrown out. That's going to bring up Kyler Pekarik next. He is the catcher. That's the number eight position here for the Lancers. His batting average is sitting at 209 on the season. So now a base runner is in scoring position. There is second base for Mount Marty. Jeremy Williams working from the stretch. Austin Oshiro sets up behind the plate. There's a swing and a miss. A big swing and a big miss there by Kyler Pekarik. He falls behind it. Nothing and one here to Jeremy Williams of Hastings College. Pekarik has got 14 base hits and 67 trips to the plate so far this year. Williams comes set on the mound as he looks at the runner at second base and offers one to the plate. The ball is going to be popped up, but it's going to be in foul territory, first base side. As now no balls and two strikes here to Kyler Pekarik. He's got two doubles to his credit so far this year and two home runs. He has driven home seven runs. Kyler has walked seven times so far this year, and he has walked 14 times. Behind on the count right now, no balls and two strikes here in the second inning of play. No score between Hastings and Mount Marty today. Jeremy Williams now steps off with the rubber. Didn't like he was seeing there, so he steps off and takes a little extra time here. And the wind is blowing in on the hitters, and it's gusty again for the second straight weekend. Southeast at 21 miles per hour today, creating kind of a chill in the stands for the fans that are on hand here at Duncan. Nothing and two is the count here at the plate. Jeremy Williams will offer up another one. That's on the outside portion there, and it's going to miss a little bit too far outside, and the count is at 1-2. Sooner or later, the spring and summer weather is going to arrive here for South Central Nebraska. It has not been a good year college baseball-wise here this year. Battling the weather throughout much of the conference season. 1-2 the count here. Williams offers up another one. That's going to be inside. The ball gets away from Austin Oshiro, but the runner stays put at second base. That one just comes over here trickling on the third base side. And now the count is evened up at 2-2 to Kyler Pekarik. Sam Sparin, the second baseman, is due up there next, and we'll see the top of the order again, Zach Hollenbeck, as Mount Marty looks to get on the scoreboard here in this early portion of the game. We're in the second inning. 2-2 here at the plate to Kyler Pekarik. Jeremy Williams comes set, now fires under the plate. That's a tapper down toward third, picked up by Brown. His throw over to first base. It's going to be in time. The runner goes to third base. The throw back across the diamond is not in time. So Pekarik is thrown out at third base, or actually at third base to first base. And then Tyler Edler, he takes off on the throw. The throw back across the diamond from John LeMaster was not in time. So the runner is now in scoring position. The second straight inning that Mount Marty has had a runner at third base. Now with two men out of the inning, and now Sam Sparin, the second baseman, come to the plate next. Number nine here in the batting order, but still a pretty hefty average at 275 for Mount Marty. He's going to square around the bunt, and he pulls it back and takes a strike. So it's nothing and one. Sparin has got 22 base hits and 80 trips to the plate. He's got one double to his credit. He's driven home 8 runs, no home runs on the season. As Sam waits on the pitch here from Jeremy Williams, so the man on at third base. Williams offers one. There's a tapper. Hit right back to Williams on the mound. He grabs it, goes to first base, and the inning is over. So two straight innings. Mount Marty gets a guy at third base, and for two straight innings, Hastings keeps him off of the scoreboard. Nice grab there by Jeremy Williams on the mound there for the Broncos. He goes to first baseman John LeMaster. Plenty of time, and Mount Marty is out of the second inning of play. Well, answer the score, no runs on one base hit. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Mount Marty nothing, Hastings nothing.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing. Focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos went down in order in the top half of the first inning. We'll see what they can do here in inning number two against Dominique Wiesler. Hastings line 4, 5, and 6 up here in the batting order. Adam Brown, Trenton Neal, and John LeMaster. No score between the Lancers and the Broncos here this afternoon in college baseball action. Adam Brown goes to work here, and he will take a strike on the outside portion of the plate. And the count to Adam Brown is sitting at 1-1. Brown with a batting average of .346 so far this season. Next pitch is going to be down low, and the count is at 2-1. Adam Brown has got 26 base hits so far. Actually, 9 out of 26. There's a tapper to the shortstop. Hollenbeck, he goes across over to first baseman Jared Miller, who digs it out of the dirt to record the out. So Brown hits that one to the shortstop, Zach Hollenbeck, who makes the play on the ball. Hastings has been unsuccessful reaching the base pads for 4 straight batters now to begin this ball game. That one is from shortstop to first. And now coming up there will be Trenton Neal, the left fielder for Hastings. He will bat from the left-hand side here, working against the right-handed throwing Dominique Wiesler, who's got a record so far this year for the Lancers at 1-3. With an ERA of 3.15, he offers up another pitch to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. And Trenton Neal is ahead on the count at 2-2. And no strikes here for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch. That's right down the pipe there, 2-1. Trenton Neal at the plate here for Hastings this year. 19 base hits and 77 trips to the plate. He has driven home 10 runs. Next pitch is going to be outside, and he's ahead on the count here at 3-1. Let's see if Jim Bovey gives him the early green light here. No home runs. He does have a triple so far this year. Takes a swing and a miss there. It's 3-2. Trent Neal up there for Hastings. He has struck out 14 times so far this year. He has got the same number for walks, 14 walks. Next pitch is going to be outside, and it's going to be a baseline balls here. And Hastings has the first base runner of the ball game. As a walk given up there by Dominique Wiesler for Mount Marty. So Hastings finally gets a base runner here in this second inning of play. And that's going to bring up John LeMaster next. LeMaster is playing at first base for the Broncos here this afternoon. His batting average is now at 169 on the season. He's got 13 base hits and 77 trips to the plate. So John LeMaster will dig in here from the right-hand side with a base runner on at first base. That's Trent Neal. And the pitch to LeMaster is going to be down low. That's 1-0 now to Don LeMaster. LeMaster has struck out 14 times so far this year. He has walked 8 times. Club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. And now Dominique Wiesler will work from the stretch with the base runner on at first base. There goes the runner at first, and the ball's going to be hit toward the second baseman. He's going to grab the ball there, and he's going to double up the base runner as he throws it to first base and doubles up. Trenton Neal at first base. So John LeMaster gets the bat on the ball there, but it just goes out to Sparn at second base. Runner was going on the pitch. That was a Trenton Neal. He was about three-quarters of the way to second base, and he was doubled up easily back at the bag at first as Sparn makes the catch on the ball at second base. So a quick inning there for Hastings College as they hit into a double play to end the inning. Hastings with no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third inning with the score Mount Marty nothing, Hastings nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Now's the time to come into Godfather's Pizza in Hastings for the Super Specialty Feast. During this limited time offer, customers can get a medium Super Specialty Pizza, a medium one-topping pizza, and our new Streusel Monkey Bread, all for only $21.99. What a deal. Let Godfather's Pizza do the cooking for you. Located at 14th and Burlington in Hastings, or call ahead at 461-0386, and we'll have your order waiting. Godfather's Pizza, a pizza you can't refuse.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit their website at www.hastings.edu. So we move into the top of the third inning here this afternoon. No score between Hastings and Mount Marty. The Lancers have had some chances here in their first two innings. They've had three base runners, including two at third base, and so far nothing on the scoreboard. And there's a quick outing there by Zach Hollenbeck at the plate as he strikes out. So Zach Hollenbeck comes up there for three straight pitches, and he strikes out. Strikeout number one in the ball game for Jeremy Williams. That's going to bring up Matthias Gonsol next. He is the right fielder. So now Mount Marty on their second time around here in the batting order. Gonsol squares around the bunt, leads it down the third baseline. That's going to be curved over in the foul territory, and Gonsol will have to come back here. Matthias Gonsol, he fouled out to the first baseman his first time up there. Started the day with a batting average of 274 for the Lancers. Mount Marty's got a couple of base hits so far in the ball game. Williams has struck out one, and he's now walked one. But no score in his baseball game yet. There's a tapper toward shortstop. Salas picks it up on a couple of hops. Goes to first baseman John LeMaster to record the out. So Matthias Gonsol, he grounds out to the shortstop. Two up, two down so far for the Lancers. That's going to bring up Brighton Carlson next. He's the designated hitter. Carlson, he reached on a baseline ball his first time up there in inning number one. He will dig back in the right-hand side here. He's the kid that's from St. Michael, Minnesota, as he comes to the plate to face Jeremy Williams for the second time here today. And the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing and one to Carlson. So Bryson Carlson up there. You can hear the wind blowing here at Duncan Field. It's kind of a half swing there. The next pitch is going to be a strike. And Carlson is behind in the count at no balls and two strikes. Hastings playing him pretty much straight away here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be an off-speed pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it's now one ball and two strikes. A shortstop Gabe Salas and the second baseman Ben Reimer playing on the edge of the outfield grass out there at their respective positions. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it's now two balls and two strikes. On the outfield for Hastings this ball game, we got Trent Neal out in left field. Ryan Anderson is out in center, and Tyler Delafonte is out there in right field. The count at the plate is two balls and two strikes. Next pitch will be fouled back to the screen. So the count remains at 2-3 here, or 2-2 to Brighton Carlson, the designated hitter in this ball game for the Lancers. He has walked five times. He has struck out nine times so far this year. No home runs and six RBIs. Jeremy Williams gets his sign. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That one just misses outside. That is now three balls and two strikes. Bob Marty has had a base runner in each inning so far. So far in the third, a strikeout and a ground out. Now they counted three balls and two strikes. Here's the next pitch. It's outside, and they keep that streak alive as they get another base runner here. That's the second walk of the ball game given up by Jeremy Williams. Now Mount Barty's got a runner on at first base. That's going to bring up Jared Miller next. He is the first baseman. Miller, he had a single his first time up there. Batting in the number four position here this afternoon. Jared Miller will come to the plate here. And the pitch comes inside. Did it hit him? Yeah. Didn't hit him much, but it just breezes by the uniform and it says, yeah. That hit him, so Jared Miller heads down to a first base in the play. He just stood there, and it breezed his uniform. So he's awarded a free pass here as he runs down to a first base. So now the Lancers have base runners on at first and second here in this third inning of play, but they've got two men out. Nick Davis comes to the plate next. Nick Davis, fielder's choice in the first inning of play. And he will take a pitch here for a strike on the outside corner. It's nothing and one to Nick Davis. Williams working from the stretch with runners on at first and second base. Checks the runners. Now throws under the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Shiro came out of his stance from behind the plate. He was looking down toward first base, but back in there was Jared Miller. Runners on at first and second. There's two men out here in this third inning of play. No score between the Lancers and the Broncos here this afternoon. Jeremy Williams on the mound with Austin Alshiro behind the plate here for Hastings in game number one. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. A check swing. Did he go around with it? No. And the count is at two balls and one strike. Davis wanted to pull the trigger. He did not. That was close, and they say it's a ball down there. So Nick Davis now ahead on the count at two balls and one strike. Tyler Edler would be next here for Mount Marty. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way from Jeremy Williams. That is going to be inside for a strike. Again, he had a little check swing there at the plate. That time they say, yeah, he went around with it. So now the count is two balls and two strikes. Two men out here in the third as they roll the deuces on the scoreboard for the first time here this afternoon. 2-2 the count. And two men on in this third inning of play. Williams again comes center of the mound, looks at the runner at second, throws under the plate, hit back up through the middle. Ben Reimer dives for it at second base. He can't come up with it. It's in the center field. Anderson grabs the ball. A run comes around to score, and Mount Marty is on the scoreboard. Nick Davis drives one home. A ball hit back up through the middle. Ben Reimer tried to dive for the ball right behind the bag at second base, but he could not come up with it. It's in the center field. Anderson finally picks it up. An RBI single there for Nick Davis as Brighton Carlson comes around from second base to score for the Lancers, and now it's a 1-0 ball game. Runners are on at first and second base still. Here in this third inning of play, as Miller runs down to the bag at second base. And now coming out to run at second is going to be Dylan Schinkel. Dylan Schinkel is going to run at second base. Dylan Schinkel is aboard now at second, and now the head coach for Mount Marty coming out to make some adjustments there. Make some adjustments, and comes out and talks to the home plate umpire to make sure he's got that set on his official lineup card. So runners are on at first and second base as Schinkel is now running at second base. Nick Davis is aboard at first after that RBI single. A 1-0 ball game. The Lancers have got three base hits so far here in this contest, one in each inning. Williams has walked a couple of guys, and now the Lancers finally get to him with a RBI single here in the third. So it's a 1-0 ball game. Mount Marty has got the lead as Tyler Endler comes to the plate next. He recorded his single his first time up there. And here's the pitch to him. It's going to be onside and down low for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes to Tyler Endler. In the last outing for Williams, he went 5 2/3 innings against Morningside last Saturday in a 6-0 loss, but it was the errors behind him that was really the problem. Hastings committed six of them in that ball game. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away. Williams threw the 5 2/3, gave up five hits, one earned run, three base on balls, and three strikeouts, and suffered the loss for Hastings College. That was his fourth loss of the season. He is currently 2-4 on the year with a 2.98 earned run average. He finds himself trailing here now by a score of 1-0. One ball and one strike here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. Again, ball gets away, but squirts in front of the plate. Austin Alciro blocks the plate there. The ball coming back to the screen. And it's two balls and one strike. Michael O'Connell would be up next. Mount Marty with a run in here in this third inning of play. They've got the lead over Hastings by the score of 1-0. Still a couple of runners at the base pads at first and second base. Endler is the number six hitter in the batting order here for Mount Marty. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. And now Williams falling behind the hitters. Three balls and one strike to Tyler Endler. Started the day with a batting average of .260. Now Austin Oshiro goes out to have a couple of words with Jeremy Williams. Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Austin Oshiro wraps up his conference. He comes back to the plate here. Three balls and one strike is the count. Two men out. Mount Marty doing this damage with two guys out of the inning. Williams got the first guy to strike out. Got Gonsol to ground out. And then the base on balls, a hit batter, and the RBI single has produced a run. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It comes back to the screen, and it's going to get out of play. Into the seats here at Duncan Field as the mask came off from the catcher, Austin Alciro, as he races back to the screen. That's in about the fourth row up here in front of us. And the count now is sitting at three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count to Tyler Endler. Michael O'Connell is here. Next batter, he's in the on-deck circle here for Mount Marty. Would like to get a chance here for the Lancers. Three balls and two strikes and two men out. Jeremy Williams working from the stretch now with base runners on at first and second base. Williams will throw one to the plate. Here it comes. It's going to be poked foul on the first base side, so everybody goes back. 3-2 the count here to Tyler Endler for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Come in here from Yankton, South Dakota. Endler has walked 13 times so far this year. He has struck out 17 times. Facing a full count here at three balls and two strikes. Runners take their respective leads at first and second base. Williams from the stretch again. Comes set, throws one to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball, and it just misses. So a baseline ball is given up there, and now the Lancers have the bases loaded here. The third walk of the ball game given up by Williams. And now the pitching coach for Hastings College is going to come out and have a couple of words here. Blake Marquardt is out of the third base dugout and will come out and chat with Jeremy Williams as Mount Marty has got the bases loaded up here in the third inning of play with one run in. 1-0 is the score. The Lancers have the lead over Hastings. And the other games going on in the conference today. You've got Nebraska Wesleyan playing in Sioux City against Morningside. Dakota Wesleyan is at Doan today. Northwestern is playing in Seward against Concordia. Dort is playing in Fremont against Midland. You've got Dakota State playing the non-conference game at Briar Cliff today at Mount Marty. They're against Hastings College in this doubleheader scheduled here at Duncan Field. Here comes Michael O'Connell to the plate next as the conference is broken up. O'Connell laid down a sacrifice his first time up there in inning number two. He hits that one right back to Williams on the mound. Williams looks and he goes to first base. That's going to be in time and the inning is over. Michael O'Connell hits it right back to Jeremy Williams. Has made a couple of nice defensive stops on the hill here this afternoon. So that could have been a whole lot worse as Mount Marty loads up the bases here in this third inning of play, but they've grabbed the lead in here, a small game. Mount Marty scores one run on a base hit. No errors on Hastings, and three men left on the base paths. Mount Marty has now stranded, six base runners through the first three innings. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Mount Marty 1, Hastings nothing.
Hi, this is Bo Huffman from GNC and Hastings. Join me each Tuesday at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. From vitamins and minerals to diet and energy advice, we'll talk about what really works. Email questions to GNC at khasradio.com Tuesdays at 8:08 for Ask the Expert.
Hi, this is Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware in Hastings. Join me each Thursday morning for Ask the Expert. We'll talk about everything related to computers, including new hardware and software, virus protection, and so much more. You can email your question to computerhardware@khasradio.com.
Rain is great for grass and plants. However, it's not so great for your home when it causes your basement to flood. Pentair Simer's sump pump kit, available at Hardware Hank, includes all components necessary for complete installation, 24-foot discharge hose kit, and a pre-assembled discharge pipe. Stop in at your nearest Hardware Hank today for Pentair Simer's sump pump kit and know you don't have to worry about flooding the next time it rains.
You've got a lot more going for you at Hank Hardware Hank.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings now trailing by the score of 1-0 to the Lancers as the Broncos trying to get their first hit of the ball game here. Coming up there for Hastings will be Austin Alshiro, also Ryan Anderson and Ben Reimer, the bottom third of the order. Hastings had just six batters through the first two innings. Had a baseline balls in inning number two, but then John LeMaster hits into a double play. And the Broncos were finished in the second. Austin Ashero, the catcher for Hastings, comes to the plate for the first time here today. And the count goes to 1-2. Ashero has a batting average of .237 so far this season for Hastings College. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2-2. Austin has got 9 base hits in 38 trips to the plate for the Broncos here this year. Here comes the next pitch. It's a foul tap right back into the mask of the catcher. But Carrick is... It jars that mask loose. Kyler picks it back up, puts it on top of his head, and now he's ready to go again. 2-2. So Austin Ashero, the number 7 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings College. No home runs. He's got 4 RBIs so far this year. That pitch is going to be way outside for a ball. It's now full with 3-2. So 3-2 the count. Ashero has struck out only 4 times so far this year. He has walked 7 times. Ashero looking at a full count, and he sends that one out to left field. Coming on, well, the shortstop's going to back up and grab the ball. And the wind kind of held that one up. Looked like it was going to be a little bit deeper than that, but Zach Hollenbeck goes back. A few steps into the outfield grass, the shortstop, and grabs that one. So Austin Ashero, after getting ahead of the count, will eventually fly out to the shortstop. And Zach Hollenbeck, there's one man out now for Hastings here in the third. Ryan Anderson comes up there next. He is the center fielder. Anderson will take a pitch down low and outside. 1-0 here to Ryan Anderson, who starts the day with a batting average of .154. There's the windup in the pitch by Dominique Wiesler, and that's going to be in there for a strike. Ryan Anderson kind of twitches there. Looked like he wanted to go around with it, but did not. Watches that one go sailing back into the catcher's mitt for a strike. 1-1 the count. There's a ball tapped to the left side. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. Ryan Anderson singles to on left field. That's the first hit of the ball game for Hastings. It's Ryan Anderson, the number 8 hitter in the batting order, will get a base hit here for Hastings College. Now Ben Reimer comes to the plate next. It's a 1-0 ball game. Mount Marty has got the lead over Hastings. As Ben Reimer comes up there next, he's the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Hastings. Reimer has a batting average of .105 so far this season. Now Ryan Anderson will take his lead down there at first base. He has swiped 2 out of 3 bases so far this year. Reimer scores around the button. We'll foul it back here to the screen. Hastings trying to move the base runner along here with one man out in the third inning. They're trailing by a run. Reimer with a batting average of 105. He's got 2 base hits and 19 trips to the plate so far this year. Anderson is your base runner at first base. Inches away there. And there's a throw over there. That's not going to be in time. Anderson back in there tagging the first base bag with his right hand as the tag was applied by the first baseman Jared Miller. No balls and one strike as you count at the plate. Anderson stays put at first base this time. As the pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be up high for a ball. That's now 1 ball and 1 strike on Ben Reimer. He's got 1 double so far this year. No home runs and no RBIs. Reimer, the Hastings product here, playing for the Broncos. Again, Anderson taking his lead down there at first base. There he goes, and the ball's going to be fouled on the first base side. Hastings executed those bunts and the hit and runs a week ago in that 4-game series at home against Morningside and also Briar Cliff so far today. They haven't been able to get that executed nearly as well through the first 3 innings. Anderson again takes his lead down there at first base. They count 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a throw over there again. Anderson dives back in there. So 1-2 the count here at the plate on Ben Reimer. Gabe Salas would be next. Hastings with 1 man out here in the 3rd inning of play. Trailing the Lancers by the score of 1-0. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball scooped up out of the dirt there by the catcher Pekarik. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count here to Reimer. Ben so far this year has struck out 7 times. He has walked 4 times. His 19 at-bats. Next pitch comes inside and hits him. It hits Ben Reimer. That's the first time this year that Reimer has been beaned by a pitch. And now he gets a free pass down to first base. The numbers 8 and 9 batters in the batting order each reach base safely here for Hastings. Anderson is on at second base now. Reimer is on at first base. That brings up the top of the order now. And Gabe Salas. So Hastings gets 2 base runners here in this inning. And now we'll see if the top of the order here can get something going here. Gabe Salas, he flew out to right field his first time up there. Saw the day with a batting average of 214. Now Dominic Wiesler works from the stretch. Throws some off-speed stuff here to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes here to Gabe Salas. Salas has got 21 base hits and 98 official trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. So 2-0 the count now. Salas leads the team in RBIs. He's got 12. A chance to do some damage right here with the base runner on in scoring position at second base. That is Ryan Anderson. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball that hits the outside corner for a strike. Salas, big grin on his face as he takes a look at the home plate umpire, backs out of there. That looks at Coach Jim Bovey down there at the third base coaching box and re-enters. The count is at 2 balls and 1 strike to Gabe Salas, the number one batter in the batting order here for Hastings College. Next pitch is a curveball that's going to stay outside for a ball. 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1 the count to Gabe Salas. He has struck out 11 times so far this year. A team leading 20 walks. He's ahead on the count here at 3-1, and there's the 21st walk, and Hastings has got the bases loaded. Gabe Salas gets a walk here. Now Anderson moves down to third base on the play. Ben Reimer is on at second base. Another head coach for Mount Marty is going to come out and have a couple of words with his pitcher out there, and Dominic Wiesler. So Hastings has got only 1 man out here in the third. That's going to be the first walk, or the second walk of the ball game given up by Dominic Wiesler. As the conference continues on the mound here, in fact, the entire infield is in on this conference, including the catcher, Kyler Pekarik. So the bases are loaded up here for Hastings College in the third inning of play. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. And now coming up there for Hastings is going to be Tyler Delafonte. He is the right fielder. So Tyler with a chance to do a little damage here. Start of the day with a batting average of 326. grounded out to second base his first time up there. Tyler started the day with 14 base hits and 43 trips to the plate. He will bat from the left-hand side. Hastings with a golden opportunity here in the third. Here comes the curveball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Tyler Delafonte. Down there at first base for Hastings is Gabe Salas. On at second base is Ben Reimer. At third base is Ryan Anderson. Weisler working from the full windup now. The next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. Hard swing there by Tyler Delafonte. Came up with nothing but error. He's behind on the count here at no balls and two strikes. Delafonte has struck out three times so far this year. He has walked 10 times. 14 base hits and 43 trips to the plate. No balls and two strikes. One man out. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just outside. As Delafonte, the left-hander, watches that one sail wide to the target. That's not one ball and two strikes. One and two the count here. Here comes the next pitch by Weisler. It's going to be popped up. Shallow. Left field could be trouble going over. It's going to fall. It's going to be a fair ball. No, it's foul. Just foul out there. It falls in foul territory by inches. That could have been two runs right there. Not hit very deep. That's another ball that was knocked down by the wind a little bit. Maybe tricked the outfielder from Mount Marty, the left fielder, Nick Davis. That one falls just inches foul down the third baseline. The count is at one ball and two strikes to Tyler Delafonte with one man out here in the third inning of play. Hastings threatening with the bases loaded. There's a tapper toward third. He's going to come home with it. And it's going to be an out down there. The catcher makes a nice play on the ball. That's Kyler Pekarik. The throw was not very good from Michael O'Connell. The third baseman was wide of the target, but Pekarik keeps his foot on the plate there. And they record the out at home. So Hastings has got two men out now here in the inning. As Ryan Anderson is retired at the plate, moving down to third base, and the play is going to be Reimer. Salas is now at second base. Delafonte is on at first, and now Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next. So Hermanison had a sensational weekend a weekend ago. He's got a chance to do a whole lot of damage here in this third inning of play with the bases loaded. Hermanison grounded out his first time up there. He takes a pitch down low for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. So Hastings is at the bases loaded still. Two men out here in the inning. As Dominic Weisler goes to work, there's a big swing and a miss by Hermanison. And he falls behind. It's going to be one and one. The count is even up at one ball and one strike to Brent Hermanison. Star of the day with a batting average of .347 on the season. He leads the team in base hits with 25. Hermanison looks at this next pitch, is drilled toward his shortstop. He grabs it on one hop, goes to second base, and the inning is over. Hermanison hits that one right to the shortstop, Hollenbeck. He grabs it on one hop. He flips it over to the second baseman, Sam Sparn, to record the out, and the inning is over for Hastings College. And the Broncos come up empty after loading up the bases here in the third. Hastings scores no runs on one base hit, no errors, and three men left on base. We go to the top of the fourth inning with a score of Mount Marty 1, Hastings nothing.
Hastings linked to school closings. Hastings linked to weather cancellations. Hastings linked to event postponements and delays. Nebraska's weather can really mess up your plans. Keep yourself up to date when Mother Nature changes your schedule. HastingsLink.com has it all. Click the Bruce Furniture weather thread icon and see school and church closings, snow emergencies, sports and event postponements, and more. Bruce Furniture. No hidden fees, no surprises. Just right for you at Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance, and Kearney. Weather thread closings at HastingsLink.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, 1-0 is the score. Mount Marty has got the lead over the Broncos this afternoon as the Lancers come back up here in the top half of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. This is Kyler Pekarik up there for Mount Marty, the number 8 hitter in the batting order. He grounded out his first time up there. Sam Sparren will follow him. There's a swing and a miss as he goes after a bad pitch down around his shoe tops there. No balls and two strikes to Kyler Pekarik. Started the day with a batting average of 209 on the season. Jeremy Williams still out there for Hastings College here in inning number 4. 1-0 is the score. Mount Marty has got the lead. There's a ground ball to short. Salas has got it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Gabe Salas makes the play on the ball there. Sam Sparren coming to the plate next. He is the second baseman. He went back to the pitchers last time up there. 0 for 1 so far today. Batting average of 275 on the season. Mount Marty had a couple of base runners in the first inning. Had one in the second, then finally broke through with an RBI single in the third inning of play. Sparren pops away. This first pitch is going to stay in the infield. Reimer calls for it at second and makes the catch. Two up, two down here for Mount Marty. That one hit a mile high, but right down on the glove of Ben Reimer, the second baseman. Zach Hollenbeck, the shortstop, comes up here now. Up there for the third time already in the fourth inning of play. Hollenbeck, he hit one back to the pitcher in inning number 1, and he struck out in inning number 3. So he's 0 for 2 so far today. Takes a look at that pitch there on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and one strike to Zach Hollenbeck. Mount Marty with a lead here over Hastings College on a windy, cloudy, chilly day at Duncan Field. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. No balls and two strikes now to Zach Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck leads the team in runs scored. He's got 34 of those. Also, he's got a couple of triples to his credit. 41 base hits so far this year and 118 trips to the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a cold third strike on the outside corner, and Hollenbeck strikes out for the second time here today. So Mount Marty goes down in order in the fourth inning of play. They scored no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Mount Marty 1, Hastings nothing.
The action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Meet Steve.
Hey.
Steve's frustrated because he spends hours of his time each week watering his lawn with no results. After weeks of pruny hands, Steve called Hastings Keep It Green Sprinkler Company. And in no time, Keep It Green designed Steve an underground sprinkler system that gave him the beautiful lawn he wanted, all while saving him time and money.
Hey, that's a lot better.
Call Keep It Green Sprinkler Company today for your free quote. 402-902-9773. 402-902-9773.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings trailing Mount Marty by the score of 1-0 here this afternoon. Adam Brown, Trenton Neal, and John LeMaster scheduled up here to face Dominique Wiesler and the Lancers in their half of the fourth. Adam Brown watches the first two pitches. First one was a strike. The second one is down low and outside. One ball and one strike here to Adam Brown. Grounded out to the shortstop his first time up there. He's 0 for 1 today. Takes a strike there on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes now to Brown. Hastings with one base hit so far in the ball game. Mount Marty has got three. Next pitch by Dominique Wiesler is going to be outside for a ball. And the count now is at two balls and one strike. Or 2-2 the count to Adam Brown. Here's the next one. Hit right back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Wiesler trying to get a glove on it there. The pitcher. He goes whistling on by his left ankle there by the second baseman, Sparren, and picked up in the outfield. So Hastings gets a base hit here from Adam Brown. Trenton Neal comes up there next. So Hastings down with a base runner. Broncos had the bases loaded in the third inning and did not score. So Trent Neal comes up there. He had a base on balls his first time up there. There's a ball that's going to be punted, fielded there by Weisler. Looks at second, goes to first base instead, and the sacrifice works. As the Trent Neal lays down a bunt there, moving around to second base, and the play is going to be Adam Brown. Weisler had notions to throw it to second base, not otherwise. Would have been a close play down there. So Hastings now the base runner on in scoring position at second base. That's Adam Brown. John LeMaster comes up there next. He hit into a double play his last time up there. And here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be onside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to LeMaster. On a hit and run, John LeMaster popped one up. It was caught by the second baseman, Sam Sparn, who then doubled up Trent Neal in the base pads. That all happened back there in the second inning of play. Next pitch is going to be down low. Again, the Picard comes up with a nice grab behind the plate. Two balls and no strikes now to John LeMaster. Austin Ashero would follow him, and then Ryan Anderson. Hastings trying to get the run back to the give up to the Lancers back there in the third inning of play. 1-0 is the score. Mount Marty has got the lead. Next pitch is going to be outside. Nope, hit the outside corner for a strike. So Mujanaz there, and it's two balls and one strike to John LeMaster. 169 is his batting average so far this year. 13 base hits and 77 trips to the plate. There's a foul tap here at the plate. And it's now 2-2. John LeMaster's got 11 RBIs so far this year. No home runs. LeMaster has struck out 14 times. He has walked 8 times. Guy on in scoring position at second base. That's Adam Brown as he takes the lead down there. Dominic Weisler working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. And again, Picard coming up with a nice grab behind the plate. Mask comes off as he scoops that one out of the dirt. Now John LeMaster has a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LeMaster back out of the batter's box. Takes a look at head coach Jim Bovee down there in the third base box. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 man out here in the fourth. And now Dominic Weisler will step off of the rubber. Take a couple of extra minutes here. Climbs back up there and looks for the sign from his catcher, Kyler Pekarik. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch is on the way. It's going to be down low for a ball. LeMaster throws away the bat, and he heads down to first base on the play. So Hastings now with base runners on at first and second base here in the fourth with 1 man out. And coming up there next is going to be Austin Oshiro. Weisler walked a man in the third inning of play. Walked a man in the second. Walked another one in the third. Now he walks one here in the fourth inning of play. Also hit a batter back there. Now the ball gets away as the pitch comes to the plate and advancing one to second and third base. Ashiro was up there for Hastings and the pitch came in there from Dominic Weisler. He got away from Picard back to the screen. And bam, just like that, Hastings now with base runners on at second and third base here in the fourth as Austin Ashiro has a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes here at the plate. So Picard has been making some nice grabs behind the plate. That one squirts away. Well, it's just enough time for Brown and LeMaster to advance one base. Base runners on at second and third base now. Here comes the next pitch. The plate is going to be outside for another ball. Austin Ashiro is ahead of the count now with 2 balls and 2 strikes. As we take a look at things in the bullpen down there, nobody warming up right now for Mount Marty. As the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So now it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Ryan Anderson will be next, and then Ben Reimer. Base runners are on at second and third base. That's John LeMaster at second. That's Adam Brown at third. There's a bunt laid down. The runner was coming. He scores. There's a throw to the plate. That's a throw to first base. That's going to be in time. So Hastings sneaks one home as Austin Ashiro lays down a bunt right in front of the plate. The runner was going on the pitch, and Hastings gets the run in. Austin Ashiro is thrown out at first base, but beautifully executed right there. Hastings sneaks the run home from third base. Heading up over there is going to be John LeMaster at third. Now there's 2 men out. As coming to the plate next is going to be Ryan Anderson. So Austin Ashiro gets that bunt laid down. Either lay down a bunt there, that base runner coming in from the third base did meet there. There's a ball. It's going to be bobbled by the shortstop, and another run comes in to score. Ryan Anderson hits one to the shortstop, Zach Hollenbach, who can't handle it at short. He bobbles the ball there, and another run comes in to score. John LeMaster touches the plate for the second run of the ball game. And now Hastings College has got the lead by the score of 2-1. Base runner is on at first base. That's the first error we've seen in the ball game today. Chalked that one up on the Lancers side. It cost him a run. There's the ball hit to the left side. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. Ben Reimer gets aboard here for the Broncos. So Reimer's been on board both times he's been up there. He's been hit by a pitch, and now he gets a single. Right in between the third baseman, Michael O'Connell, and the shortstop, Hollenbach, in the left field. Retrieved out there by Nick Davis. So the Broncos now with runners on at first and second base here in this fourth inning of play. Two runs in. Now the top of the order comes up there, and Gabe Salas. There's two men out for the Broncos here in the fourth. Hastings now has the lead by the score of 2-1 over Mount Marty. Salas has flown out to right field, and he has walked so far in the ballgame. 0-for-1 officially as the next pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Gabe Salas, who started the day with a batting average of .214. So the Broncos have the lead now. Two runs in here in this fourth inning of play. Dominique Wiesler stays out there. Next pitch is going to be down low. Dug out of the dirt again by Pekarik, the catcher. And the count is at 1-1. Hastings playing two games here today against Mount Marty. They'll have two games again tomorrow as Dakota Wesleyan will be in town. 1 o'clock starting time tomorrow with a 12:45 pregame here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings right in the midst of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season here. Trying to qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway in a couple of weeks, hosted by Hastings here at Duncan Field. 1-1 the count here to Gabe Salas. Runners on at first and second base. Here comes the next pitch by Wiesler. It's going to be in there for another strike in the outside corner. Right at the knees, and the count is at 1-2 here to Gabe Salas. Eleven strikeouts and 20 walks so far this year for Gabe Salas. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low again. In the dirt, dug out there, but the count at 1-2. There are 2-2 now to Gabe Salas. If he can get aboard, we'll see Tyler Delafonte. Jim Bovey down in the third base coaching box for Hastings College. Blake Marquardt down here in the first base side. 2-2, two men out here in the fourth as the next pitch is hit right back to the mound. Wiesler grabs it, runs it toward first, and the throw over there is going to be plenty of time as Salas ends the inning for Hastings, but the Broncos come up with a couple of base hits here. They sneak one home, and Hastings has the lead as we head to the top half of the fifth inning. It's Hastings 2, Mount Marty 1.
The first two races of live thoroughbred horse racing now in the record books here at Fodder Park and Grand Island. Here are the results of the early daily double. Winner of the first race with two scratches in that opening performance. Take out the 1A half Mountain Cat and the 3 Minimal Risk. Getting home for the win, the 7 Charlie Did It under the hands of George Delisiak. Paid $5.80, $3.240. Second, number 8, Full Defunct at $3.240. With the 1, Alacran, third at $3. The 7-8 Exacta paid $11.40 in the opener, and the 7-8-1 Trifecta came back at $57.60. Back half of the early daily double, again a late scratch, take out the 1, Jen's Solution, and the first time starter impressively walloped him in a 6-furlong affair, that being number 8, Daring Little E, Mark Luark, the rider out of the Jack McCartney barn, paying $18.60, $8.20, and $3.80. Second, number 3, Santa Fe Princess at $8.20 and $5.20, with the 4, Dixie's Little Dandy third at $6.20. That set up an 8-3 Exacta worth $273.40, an 8-3-4 Trifecta, $3,768. And the early daily double combined lucky numbers 7 and 8, that worth $111.80. Don't forget, if you can't make it to the track, you can follow the live video stream on FodderPark.com. Chantel Sutherland will be with us here on Sunday.
Listen to Fodder Park's daily double results each live racing day, right here on Platte River Radio, brought to you by Chuck Winkler of Woods Brothers Realty in Grand Island. Steve Anderson reporting. So long, everybody.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty now by a score of 2-1. Jeremy Williams continues to throw here for Hastings College, and the first guy to face him will be Matthias Gonsel. He is fouled out so far for the first baseman and is grounded out to the shortstop, so he's 0-2 so far today. And now the count to him is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count here to Matthias Gonsel. Bob Marty with 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order coming up there here in the fifth inning of play. As Gonsel, then we'll see Carlson and Miller. Any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Nick Davis. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bob Marty has had base runners in every inning but the last one where they went down in order for the first time today. 3 balls and 2 strikes here. Next pitch comes in there. It's going to be hit toward third. Adam Brown has got it there. His throw to first base is in time. Hastings error-free so far today. Adam Brown knocks that one down at third base and records the out over there to John LeMaster. That's going to bring up Carlson next. Brighton Carlson, he's the designated hitter today. He has walked both times up there. Has also scored a run. Jeremy Williams has got 3 base on balls and 2 strikeouts so far today. Now throwing here in inning number 5. Carlson started the day with a batting average of .292. He is still there with a couple of walks. Here's the next pitch. It swung on a miss. Williams took something off of that one, and way out in front was Brighton Carlson. 1 ball and 1 strike to the DH from Mount Marty. Hastings playing a crucial 4-game set here this weekend in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Top 8 teams in the regular season standings qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament in a couple of weeks here in Hastings. Broncos right now in a 3-way tie for 7th place. Here's the next pitch that they'll play. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings currently tied with Midland and Concordia for 7th place in the conference. Midland today is playing at home against Dort. There's a slow roller. Reimer's going to try to grab it, bare hands it to first base. That's not going to be in time. In fact, the ball gets away from LeMaster. That's going to be an infield single. Carlson just got a little piece of that one. It goes trickling to the right side. Reimer comes charging from second base and tries to bare hand it and make the all-in-one motion throw to first base. That was wide of the target from John LeMaster. So Bryce Carlson gets an easy one there, a single. That's going to be the 4th base hit of the ball game so far from Mount Marty. Lancers have 4. Hastings with 3 base hits. Mount Marty with a base runner again here in the 5th. They have stranded 6 so far in the ball game. Jared Miller comes up there next. He's a left-hander there. He is 1-for-1 so far today and a single back there in the 1st, and he was hit by a pitch in the 3rd. There's a throw to 1st base that John LeMaster's got to make an acrobatic grab over there at first as a throw from Jeremy Williams was way off line there. LeMaster grabs that one at first base. Now taking a lead down there is going to be Carlson. Williams again looks that way. Throws one to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Jared Miller. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Jared Miller. He's got the batting average of .385 on the season. And there's another throw over to first base. Casually there as Carlson dives back in there. And Mount Marty is a team 32 out of 37 in stealing bases. Carlson over there at first base now. He's 2-for-2 as he inches away from the bag. He stays put. There's the ball hit back up to the middle. Reimer grabs the ball, flips it to Salas for 1 over there. First base, that's in time. A double play there and a great play right up in the middle of the defense there by Ben Reimer, who kind of flips the ball to Gabe Salas, who is covering the bag at second base. A relay throw over to John LeMaster, and the inning is over. Broncos playing great defense so far here in this ball game. A 4-6-3 double play. Mount Marty scores no runs on 1 base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 5th inning with a score. Hastings 2, Mount Marty 1.
Be sure and join us at the 18th Street Hastings Family Y for Healthy Kids Day and Member Appreciation. On Saturday, April 27th, the fun begins at 10:30 a.m. and continues until 1 p.m. There will be lots of fun kid activities, including bounce houses, games, and healthy snacks. Learn information about the Y and bring a friend. Admission is free. Healthy Kids Day and Member Appreciation at the 18th Street Hastings Family Y on Saturday, April 27th. Help jumpstart the summer for our community at the Hastings Family Y.
If you represent an organization that typically refers job openings, particularly to women and minorities, and would like to be notified of openings at Flat River Radio, an equal opportunity employer, please send contact information to generalmanager@kkpr.com or mail to General Manager, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska, 68902.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College has the lead now 2-1 over Mount Marty as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning here today. Dominique Wiesler stays out there for the Lancers as Hastings comes to bat here in their half of the fifth inning. Tyler Delafonte coming up there. Brent Hermanison and Adam Brown. Hastings will send up 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there. Nope, it's going to be outside for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count here to Tyler Delafonte. Here's the next one. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to hit the outside corner for a strike. 2-1. Doan has won the first half of their doubleheader with Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 4-1. The Tigers keep winning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a curveball. It's going to stay up high for a ball. It's now 3 balls and 1 strike. We will see Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow. Tigers going to be in here for a couple of ball games beginning at 1. 12:45 for the pregame show tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Ball hit to the second baseman, Sparn. As he goes over to first base, that's going to be in time as Delafonte is retired in the play from second base to first. And now Brent Hermanison comes up there next. So Brent Hermanison to the plate now for Hastings College. He's 0 for 2 so far today. Start of the day with a batting average of .347. As Hermanison strolls to the right-hand batter's box here. Hastings scoring 2 runs in the fourth inning of play. Mount Marty scored their run in the third. That's the way we stand, 2-1, as we're playing 7 innings here in this first ball game today. A pitch to Brent Hermanison is going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. So 1-0 the count here to Brent Hermanison. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It hits the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 the count. Adam Brown would be next, and then Trenton Neal. Hastings trying to add to their lead there. There's a ball. It's going to be hit to center field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up there on the roll by Tyler Edler. So Brent Hermanison gets aboard here for Hastings. It's his first hit of the ball game. Hastings with a base runner. Now Adam Brown comes to the plate next. Brown, he had a single his last time up there in the fourth inning of play. Came around to score. Grounded out his first time. So he's 1 for 2 so far today. His batting average is sitting at .346 on the season. Brent Hermanison now takes his lead down there at first base for Hastings. Stays put. Brown lays down a bunt. Fielded there by Wiesler. His throw is to first base. That's going to be in time, but the sacrifice works. As Hermanison runs down to the bag at second. So the sacrifice works there. Pitcher the first on the putout. So now Hastings has a man on in scoring position at second base. And Trenton Neal comes up there next. Neal had a base on balls in the second inning of play. He laid down a sacrifice himself in the fourth. So Broncos now with a base runner on at the second base in scoring position. Already leading in the ball game by a score of 2-1. Trenton Neal is up there next. And Dominique Wiesler will work from the stretch here as he throws some off-speed stuff to the plate that's going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes to Trent Neal. Neal with a batting average of .247 so far this season for Hastings. He's got 19 base hits and 77 trips to the plate. There's a fastball that's going to be inside on the left-hander, and the count now is at 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0 the count here to Neal. Hermanison taking his lead down there at second base for Hastings. Dominique Wiesler looking for the sign from Pekarik. He has got it. Comes set. Now offers one to the plate. That's going to be in there for another strike. Two balls and one strike now to Trenton Neal. John LeMaster swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Hastings College, hoping to get a chance in his fifth inning. Two men out with the Broncos out on top. Here's the next ball. It's going to be hit down the line in right field. It's going to be in foul territory. As Trenton Neal just gets a little piece of that one, it goes trickling over here in the right-hand side. Now the count is even up at two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count. Wind blowing in here at Duncan Field this afternoon out of the southeast, about 21 miles per hour. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and it just misses. So now three balls and two strikes. Weisler so far today with three strikeouts. Actually, he's got three base on balls and no strikeouts for Dominique Weisler. Count is full now at 3-2, and that's going to be a called third strike. Trent Neal throws the bat away. He was on his way to first base, but on the changeup there, Trent Neal strikes out. A called third strike, the first strikeout of the ball game for Dominique Weisler, and Hastings is out in the fifth inning of play. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score, Hastings 2, Mount Marty 1.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Want a great graduation gift? How about a sporty and dependable 2008 red Chevy Cobalt? It's the four-door, gets great gas mileage and only 63,000 miles. It's yours for only $89.75 cash. Check out this great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, located at Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2012-2013 season. College baseball action here today. We are in inning number six, top of the sixth. Hastings out on top of the Lancers of Mount Marty. The score is 2-1 here this afternoon as Jeremy Williams comes back out here to throw for Hastings in the sixth. And coming to the plate here is going to be Nick Davis for Mount Marty. You got numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. Nick Davis and Tyler Edler and Michael O'Connell. There's a ball hit down the line at third base. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count is at 1-2 here to Nick Davis. Mount Marty jumped out on top of Hastings, had a 1-0 lead in the third. The Broncos scoring two runs in the fourth inning, and that's all she wrote. Each team with four base hits in the ballgame. Mount Marty has had one error that cost him a run. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes to Nick Davis. He had an RBI single back there in the third as he produced a run there for Mount Marty. Davis started the day with a batting average of .281. And now the catcher for Hastings, Austin Ashiro, goes out and has a couple of quick words with Jeremy Williams. The count is two balls and two strikes to Nick Davis, leading off the sixth inning of play here for the Lancers. Dressed in their gray and blue uniforms here this afternoon. The next pitch can be fouled away back over the screen and out of play. Count remains at 2-2. Hastings currently sitting at 5-7 in the conference. Mount Marty is at 6-6. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a called third strike on the outside corner, and he gets him looking. Nick Davis strikes out in the ball game here for Mount Marty. Jeremy Williams recorded a strikeout in the third inning, had another strikeout in the fourth, and now records one here in the sixth inning of play. So three strikeouts for Jeremy Williams so far in the ball game. He's also got three base on balls. Now Tyler Edler comes to the plate next. He's got base on balls, and he's got a single so far today, so he's 1-for-1 officially. So on the day with a batting average of .260. Broncos have got good pitching here today. Playing great defense. There's the ball hit right back to Williams, and it's fouled off of the plate here. Endler comes back and grabs the bat. So the count is at one ball and one strike. In the top half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here, the first game of a doubleheader at Duncan Field. Michael O'Connell would be next. He's swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for the Lancers. There's a curve ball that just misses from Jeremy Williams. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. So 2-1 the count here to Endler. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch. It hits the outside corner for a strike. Both pitchers nibbling away at that outside corner. And the home plate umpire is giving them that pitch. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. So number 6 hitter in the batting order for Mount Marty, Tyler Endler. Here comes the next pitch. Some off-speed stuff again that misses down low. That's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 to count. That train gets louder and louder. Every passing train that we get here at Duncan. Here comes the next one. It's going to be hit to the left side. Grabbed there by Adam Brown, and now he can't come up with a ball. And over there is safe at first base. It's going to be Tyler Endler. So Adam Brown gave it a good chance over there at third base. Knocks the ball down from taking it into left field, but cannot get back on his feet and throw out Endler over there at first. That's going to be ruled a single as Endler is aboard at first base. So the Lancers, again, have got a base runner here in the sixth inning of play. They have had one in each inning except for the fourth. Michael O'Connell comes up there next. He laid down his sacrifice, and he hit one back to the pitcher. His 2 plate appearances so far today. Now takes a strike right there, right down the pipe. Nothing and one to Michael O'Connell. He is the third baseman for the Lancers. Mount Marty with a runner on at first base. It's a 2-1 ball game. Hastings has got the lead in the top half of the sixth inning. Here's the next pitch by Williams way outside. And the countdown is sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike. Mount Marty has won their last 3 games as they come to Hastings here this weekend. Here comes the next pitch, and the runner goes at the first base. The ball is going to be hit to right field, picked up there by Delafonte. He gets her back to the infield, so that base runner only moves down to second base. That's Tyler Endler on the hit and run there. He ends up at second base. Michael O'Connell, he gets his first base hit of the ball game. Now Mount Marty has got runners on at first and second base now. Yeah, coming up there is going to be Kyler Pekarik next for Mount Marty. He is 0-2 so far today. He has grounded out a couple of times. Once to the third baseman, once to the shortstop. Jigs in there from the right-hand side. Pekarik is a 6'1", 175-pound senior from Little Falls, Minnesota. Hastings will play behind the runners at first base over there. John LeMaster. As the pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be outside and down low. And the count is at 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sam Sparren would be next, the second baseman. And we'll see the top of the order again in Zach Hollenbach. 1-0 is the count here to Pekarik as Jeremy Williams will work from the stretch. Throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for his strike, a breaking pitch. That crosses the strike zone. 1 ball and 1 strike. Hastings with a reliever warming up down there in the third base bullpen just in case. Here in the sixth inning, the Broncos, not much wiggle room here. It's a 2-1 ball game. Hastings College has the lead. Jeremy Williams comes set on the mound. Here comes the next one. It's going to be outside for a ball. There's now 2 balls and 1 strike to Kyler Pekarik. Start of the day with a batting average of 209. For the Lancers. Base runner down there at first base is O'Connell. Down there at second base is Edler. Jeremy Williams hanging out there for Hastings on the hill. Now throws another one in the plate. The ball's going to be popped up. Coming on is going to be a Delafonte as he moves to his left over there at right field. He grabs the ball and quickly gets it back to the infield. The runners stay put at first and second base. So Delafonte makes a play on the ball out there in right field and quickly gets rid of the ball back to the infield. There's 2 men out now here in the sixth inning of play. And Sam Sparren will come to the plate next. And actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter coming out there now. Ryan Buck is going to come out. for the number nine hitter in the batting order, Ryan Buck. He comes out here for Mount Marty, a 5'10", 170-pound sophomore out of Mitchell, South Dakota. So Buck will bat here in the sixth inning for the second baseman, Sam Sparn. Buck so far this year has a batting average of .231. There's two men out here in the sixth. Mount Marty is trailing Hastings by a score of 2-1. And now Jeremy Williams will throw one to the plate. It's a fastball. It's going to be down low for a ball. Ryan Buck so far this year has got 12 base hits and 52 trips to the plate. He's got one triple for his extra base hits, no home runs, and five RBIs. He has walked five times. He has struck out 11 times. 1-0 the count here. The next ball is going to be hit toward right field, and it's going to curve over into foul territory. The count is now even up at one ball and one strike. Hastings College Baseball this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Cloudy and windy again today. Second straight weekend we've had to battle the windy conditions here at Duncan. 1-1 is the count here to Buck. There's a swing and a miss. Way out in front of that one. Jeremy Williams fools Ryan Buck here at the plate. Now Buck is behind the count at one ball and two strikes. Mount Marty with base runners at first and second base. They're trailing by a run here in the sixth inning of play. Jeremy Williams again looking for a sign from his catcher, Austin O'Cheryl. He has got it as he comes sets on the mound. Here comes the pitch to the plate. And that one just misses. About the same spot as that last one. And that one just misses. And the count is at two balls and two strikes. Just as we say, the home plate umpire giving the pitchers that outside corner. That one looked like it was in there, but it just misses. As two balls and two strikes now to Ryan Buck, pinch hitting for Sam Sparn, the number nine hitter in the batting order here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. That swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number four in the ball game for Jeremy Williams. And the inning is over again. The Lancers, they contend with some runs here in this sixth inning, but they can't produce anything at the plate. They put runners on the base pads. No runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning now with a score. Hastings 2 and Mount Marty 1.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service, built this business. Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to eight tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in.
Your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Bronco baseball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. This is the first game of two today. The Broncos have the lead over Mount Marty. The score is 2-1. Six base hits for Mount Marty, four base hits for Hastings. Coming up to the plate here for Hastings will be John LeMaster in the sixth. He'll be followed up by Austin O'Shiro and Ryan Anderson. Any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Ben Reimer. Broncos have a 2-1 lead here as we play in the sixth inning. LeMaster so far today has hit into a double play, and he has walked one time. Also scored a run. There's a high fastball and a swing and a miss, and LeMaster goes down. Strikeout number two in the ball game for the pitcher from Mount Marty. That's Dominique Wiesler. So LeMaster goes down to begin this sixth inning of play. Austin O'Shiro comes up there next. O'Shiro is 0-2 today. As he will take a look at the pitch there, it's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing at one. Austin Oshiro started the day with a batting average of 237. Flew out to shortstop his first time up there. Hit one back to the pitcher in inning number four. He takes another strike there, and he's behind in the count now at no balls and two strikes.
Come on, right back at him.
Hastings scoring both of their runs in the fourth inning of play. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be way outside for a ball, and it's one and two. A.J. Fruchtel is scheduled to get the start for Hastings in game number two today. There's a called third strike. Also now Oshiro goes down, so a couple of strikeouts here for Dominic Wiesler in the sixth inning of play as Austin watches that one go right on by. Ryan Anderson coming up there next. Ryan Anderson is a center fielder. He has one for two so far today. He had a single in the third. Reached on an error in the fourth inning of play. Number eight in the batting order is Ryan Anderson. Started the day with a batting average of 154. He takes a pitch outside for a ball here. 1-0 the count. Next one from Wiesler is going to be a fastball that misses. And the count is at two balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count here to Ryan Anderson. Six base hits and 39 trips to the plate coming into the ball game here today. He will take a strike there, and it's 2-1. Anderson so far this year has walked nine times. He has struck out 11. One home run for Anderson this year. There's some off-speed stuff that's going to be in there for another strike. After getting ahead at 2-0, now it's even up at two balls and two strikes. Hastings batting in their half of the sixth inning. They've got a 2-1 lead here with the Lancers. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That's going to miss down low. And they count now at three balls and two strikes.
Beat him up, kid. That boy.
So three balls and two strikes and two men out. Bases are empty here in the sixth inning for Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and he strikes out the side here in the sixth. As the LeMaster, Oshiro, and Anderson all going down on strikes for Hastings College, and the Broncos go down in order in the sixth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score. Hastings 2, Mount Marty 1.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Go get it.
All right, back here at Duncan Field as we head to the top half of the seventh inning. Last chance here for the Lancers. They're behind in the ball game by a score of 2-1. We've got the top of the order coming up there, too. Zach Hollenbeck from Mount Marty, followed by Matthias Gonsel and also Brighton Carlson. Jeremy Williams stays out there. The Broncos with a couple of relievers warming up down in the bullpen just in case. That's Addison Ives and Tyler Stender. Hollenbeck scores around the bunt, goes after that one, and comes up empty. No balls and one strike here to Zach Hollenbeck. He has struck out twice so far today and also hit one back to the pitcher. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Jeremy Williams trying to finish things off here. No balls and two strikes to Zach Hollenbeck. Hastings plays in pretty much straight away. Outfield not too deep with the wind blowing in here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be onside for a ball. 1-2 the count to Zach Hollenbeck, who started the day with a batting average of 347 for the Lancers. And Mount Marty as a team was hitting at a clip of 289, but Hastings has shut him down pretty well today. There's a swing and a miss, but the catcher drops the third strike. Austin Oshiro picks it up, guns it down to first base. That's going to be in time. So Hollenbeck is thrown out at first base. Strikeout number five in the ball game there by Jeremy Williams. And now Matthias Gonsel comes to the plate next. Gonsel so far today has fouled back Actually fouled out to the first baseman, LeMaster. He is grounded out once to the shortstop. He is grounded out again to the shortstop. So he is 0 for 3 so far today. Now takes his strike in there. Nothing and one to Matthias Gonsol. Doan has already won today. They picked up a win over Dakota Wesleyan in the G-Pack by a score of 4-1. Here's the next pitch by Williams. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to the number two hitter in the batting order, Matthias Gonsol. Williams has thrown three complete games so far this year, working on number four right here. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Williams 2-4 in the season with three complete games. He's been the workhorse on this Bronco pitching staff so far this year, throwing 42 and a third coming into this one today. Next pitch is going to be down low. And Gonsol holds up with a swing there. It's two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count at the plate on Matthias Gonsol with one bat out in the top of the seventh inning. Bob Marty needs at least a run to continue this ball game here in this inning. Broncos looking for their 10th win of the season right here. Next pitch is swung on and missed. He got him to chase after a bad pitch, and he's out of there. Strikeout number six in the ball game for Jeremy Williams. And now Brighton Carlson comes up there next. He's the designated hitter. Carlson so far today, two walks, and he's single, and he has scored a run. So he's been a tough out here for Mount Marty as he comes to the plate. But there's two men out now in the seventh inning of play. Carlson started the day with a batting average of .292. There's a ball hit to a right field coming on. It's going to be the right fielder, Delafonte. He makes the catch, and the Broncos win the ball game. Brighton Carlson flies out to the right fielder, Tyler Delafonte, and the inning is over, and the game is over. Mount Marty, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Hastings College wins game number one here this afternoon over Mount Marty by a score of 2-1. Back with the totals after this.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field. Game number one goes to Hastings College here this afternoon. The Broncos beat Mount Marty by a score of 2-1. Hastings scoring two runs on four base hits, no errors. They leave six men on the base pads. Mount Marty scoring one run on six base hits, one error. They leave eight. Jeremy Williams, the winning pitcher here today. Williams gives up one run. He gives up the six base hits, three walks, and six strikeouts. Losing pitcher today going to be Dominique Wiesler. He gives up two runs, one of those earned, three base on balls, and four strikeouts. Hastings scoring two runs in the fourth inning of play. Mount Marty scoring one run in the third. That was all she wrote. Jeremy Williams putting in a gem out there today for Hastings College, going the distance as he picks up a complete game victory here this afternoon for Williams. Again, that is his fourth complete game of the season. So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Mount Barney by a score of 2-1. The Broncos now 10-22 on the season. More importantly, they improved to 6-7 now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Barney drops to 14-21. They are now 6-7 in conference play with game number two coming up here in about 25 to 30 minutes from right now at Duncan Field. We'll have that game for you as well here on 1230 KHIS. Again, in the first ball game, Hastings beats Mount Barney by the score of 2-1. For 1230 KHIS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. The second half of the doubleheader is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.